Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding in Trumas Daf Samach Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shvi in the middle of Halacha Beis. We learned in the previous Daf from Meir Shita that said that a Bas Koyin who married a Kosher, even though he's not a Koyin, if she eats Trumo, she doesn't have to pay the full payment, and if she gets Znus, if she does Znus, she gets the Misa of Sreif for lack of Bas Koyin. But if she married a Pasul, or if she's a Cholol, meaning she was already not a Koyin as before, then she has to pay the full payment if she eats Trumo, and the Misa that she gets is not a Misa Habas Koyin. So ask the Gemara now, starting the end of the fifth line. V'atanino, I'm going to learn later the Masechto. V'blezim v'chayav keren v'choyim v'shav shu apoytir. Talk about a case that a Koyin found out he's not a Koyin. He found out he's a Bas Kush or Bas Chalutzo. Found out that his mother was not Roy Likuno, and he's not a Koyin. Says V'blezim has to pay for what he ate. Rabishua says he's Potter. So you see that Rabishua holds that even someone who himself is a cholul is potter. So kol shekin, a bas koyin who married a potter should be potter from paying. So chur Rabbi Shua doesn't work like Rabbi Meir. It says more of a bayo meir, they wanted to say ma pligin v'choymish. The whole machlokes is regarding the fine. Now bekeri Rabbi Shua moide. Even Rabbi Shua agrees the only thing you don't pay is the fine, but the principle you do have to pay. I mean, he doesn't have to pay choymish the fine, but he has to pay for stealing. Ma pligin l'shova v'labor for Rabbi Shua moide. And now the Gemara really says, according to Abchayim, the woman really changing her mind, according to Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua is only talking about someone who thought he was a Kohen, found out he's not a Kohen. So he goes back retroactively, doesn't have to pay. But going forward, of course he has to pay. So this woman who married a Cholol, she has to pay going forward. So you may Rabbi Shua can agree with Rabbi Meir. Kedir is the Gemara quoting the Mishnah, Machis, Bonim, Akhtanim, Esavodov, someone fed his children or his slaves. It says the Gemara now, if the slave, the slave doesn't have to pay because he has no money. But lo yispik l'shalem ad shenishtacher, if the owner did not pay until the eved was released, noisim. So then the eved has to pay. Hayu l'nechosim she'ein l'rabbi reshus behem, if the slave has property that the owner does not own, that it belongs to him only, noisim, then he has to pay. Meaning the eved is obligated, he can't just extract the money while he's a slave. But if there is a way to extract the money, he does have to pay. Says the Gemara now, hey Chavida, what are we doing in the following case? Reuven shegozol mishimon veichilo lelevi. Reuven stole truma from Shimon, and he gave it to Levi to eat. Yotzei deigzelo, meaning Levi is going to have to pay for the fact that he ate truma. Does Reuven is exempt for paying because Levi paid? So Levi paid on his behalf. Or we say Levi paid for truma, but Reuven still has to pay for the stealing. Says more tafluktu deavchia rabo veavyane. L'chutz amachlik is avchia rabo and ravyane. These palgun when they argued. Someone stole the talis of his friend and he gave it to another friend. So the one who they stole from him, he could go to the first thief and ask him to pay. He can't go to the second one. The second one has nothing to do with the owner. As Reb Chaim explains, we're talking about the talis is not here anymore. It got burned. It was lost. So to come and take on money. Because if the talis is there, he can take it wherever it is. So we learned over here that according to Abchir Rabbo, the second one is not considered to be the gazlan. He's not the thief. So the owner can only go to the first one. Continues the Gemara and Sevach Zayin Amud Beis. Abiyachin Mishem Abiyanai Af Moitzi Min Hasheni. Abiyachin holds, you could take from the second one. He's also part of the group that's responsible for the theft. So the Gemara wants to say, L'chud to say Mechlekes. If you hold that the second one is still a thief, so if he pays, he exempts Reuven. But if you hold the second one is not a thief, his payment for truma should not exempt Reuven. Says the more no. Avir chir rabo moide. Chir rabo will agree over here. Mekemet shenosto Levi yotzo moide exila. Once Levi paid his payment, you're right. The second one is now responsible to pay that the owner can run after him. But if he does pay, his payment does work, even though he's not obligated to. So when Levi pays for the truma, because he has to pay for truma eating the truma, that should take care of the gzela as well, and Reuven doesn't have to pay anymore for the gzela. Shimon cannot come to Reuven and ask him for a payment of the value of the truma. Halacha gimel zok the Mishnah. Shtei kubas zechat shetruma vechat shechulim. You have two baskets. One has in a truma, one has in a chulim. Shenof l'seya shel truma toch achas mehem. Truma fell into one of them. We don't know to which one. Ve'en yodea leizo mehem nofel. We don't know which one. I assume the toich shel truma nofel. I assume the truma fell into truma. Why is that so? So Abraham explains the mu'ah, the whole idea of a mixture, is a din de rabbanon. And we're makel where we have something to be toilon, something that we can hang our hat on. We don't know what is the, which basket is truma, which basket is chulin. We just know the truma fell into one of them. So achal is achas mehem, if he ate one, butter is butter, because I'm not sure if he ate from truma, and I'm waiting for chaver, love a raya. Vashniya noeg book a truma. The second one, you have to treat it as truma, because maybe the truma is there. But still, chayev is b'chalo. So even though truma is not obligated in chalo, here you have to have pay chalo, because maybe the truma is in the first one. Divri Rabbi Meir, that's where Meir learns. Rabbi Yossi learns that we treat the second basket as meduma, because I don't know if it's chulin or truma, and even if it's chulin, maybe the truma fell into it. So there's a few stakes to tell me that he's potter, therefore he's potter min chalo. Ochol echod min hashniya, potter. If he ate from the second basket, he's potter, because maybe the second basket is chulin. So you can't mechayev it. Ochol echod min shneyem, but if one ate from both baskets, mishalan kektan shebishteyem, then he has to pay the smaller one. He doesn't know which one of the baskets is truma. So the small one, you assume that's the truma one, the minimum amount, you at least have to pay that. Continues the Mishnah, naflo achas mehem l'toicha chulin. One of the baskets fell into chulin. Eino medamosom. She doesn't make that chulin into dimua, into a mixture of truma. Because maybe the one that fell in is chulin. So it's only a suffix. Suffix dimua, we don't say. Again, it's only a din derabon. Vashniya, the one which is left. Neg buka truma. You have to treat it as truma because maybe the truma is there. The chayev is b'chal, it's the chayev b'chal, because maybe the truma is not there. Divri Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Yossi Poiter. As we said, Rabbi Yossi says that when you have sfeikas over here, you're potter min achal. Nafla shniya lemokam acher. Now you have the second basket falling in another area of chulin. Eino medamata. It doesn't make the dimua the same case, the same reason. The first basket fell into one place. We don't say that's dimua because maybe this thing that fell is not meduma. The second one fell in another place. Again, maybe that's one not dimua. But if they both fell into the same place, then I know for sure truma is here. I just don't know which one. I assume the smallest one is the truma to pay the minimum amount. Continues the Mishnah in a similar theme. Zora is achas mehem. He planted one of them. Potter. He's potter. Why is it potter? What's the din? We're going to learn later that truma that you plant, whatever grows, has a din of truma. But here I'm not sure it's truma. Here we don't know what it is. So whatever grows is not truma. Vashniya, whatever is left, noyeg b'em ketrumo, you have to treat it as trumo, the meaning yet, because maybe the truma is there. V'chev is b'chala, because maybe the truma is not there. Divri Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi Poiter, as we learned, Rabbi Yossi is Poiter in a suffix for chala. Zora acher is ashniya, someone else planted the second basket, potter, because maybe that's not the trumo. Zora echot etchnem, if someone planted both, bedova shezora kole muter, something that is seed dissolves, you don't have the actual seed that's being planted, which that's the classic grain. So then whatever grows doesn't have a din of truma. As Reb Chaim explains, because we look at it as a meduma. We have the two are planted. I just don't know which one, I don't know what is it. It's a mixture, it's a meduma. Meduma that you plant, if it's zara kole, if the seed dissolves, so then it doesn't have a din of gidula truma. Obedova shein zara kole osur. But something which is like onions and garlic, that the seeds remain intact, so then whatever grows has a din like Kiduli Truma, which is Asur. Because that's the din of Meduma, which was planted. Here, because you're planting both, for sure one of them is a Meduma. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Truma's Daf Samech Zayin.